Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Got a little bit more audio to play for you.
Okay.
Here on The Fan. 105.1 The Fan, that is. The Fan Global Sports Network.
Damn right.
That has just been, I mean, everybody's talking about it.
There's a buzz.
The message boards.
The kids.
The social media, kids.
You know, I hang out at the middle schools quite a bit, and let me tell you.
All the moms.
The seventh graders and the moms talking about it.
So, Yong Han Sen.
Mm-hmm. Sensation.
Well, I'd say maybe slow down a little bit on that.
Han Sensation?
Did you see that his debut in Summer League... More people watched that in China than the NBA final.
Yeah, 5.2 million people or something? 5.4?
You think the Blazers will move to China?
Look, I'll say this. For the league, the guy's averaging like 10, 11 points.
Depends on the new owner.
And it'll be fine. Whatever. Like, I get we're over our skis. But make no mistake, for the NBA, this is a big deal. How many people are in China? A couple bill? And they haven't had a Chinese player. What you had Yao, and then who was the guy for the Jersey and Bucks? Is it
E. Jianlian?
Yeah, who ended up being a bust. So when 5+ million people are tuning in to his summer league games, and there are reporters covering his every move here from China for the summer league. This is a big deal, and it's the hype is not going away anytime soon. It's going to be a thing.
Well, I think that's a good thing, that element of it. A bad element of it is that I think expectations are already too high.
It's going to be tough, but by all accounts, it sounds like he's taking it really well, and he's handling it well.
Well, he seems like a fun guy.
Yes.
Han Sen.
Yong. No, other way around.
Yeah. So, Jokic, he's the Chinese Jokic.
Yes.
Okay, that's what they say.
Yeah, it's a little ridiculous.
Apparently, he loves Jokic.
Yes.
And so, this is why I teased asking the question, how do we feel about autographs amongst peers?
Yeah.
Because I remember when, I think it was, who was it? I think it was a Blazer, asked Kobe for his autograph.
Mm-hmm.
I forget who it was.
And it got weird?
I'm racking my... Well, you're not supposed to... I mean, come on, dude. And this was when they were competing against one another.
Sure.
Like, come on.
It's become a pretty regular thing.
But now it is, yeah.
The jersey swaps are a regular.
Jersey swaps, although that's not really, like, an autograph. But yeah, it's the same, along the same
But they
line.
Sign their jerseys.
Yeah. I guess it's just...
It's become a thing.
It just was frowned upon.
Yeah.
When it first happened, like, you were not supposed to do that. No. It's like, imagine Michael Jordan doing that. Dude, he ain't doing that.
No, it would not happen.
Did it start in Europe with soccer? Were they the first ones to do it, and then we started doing it here?
I don't know. I when I was playing, it was not, I don't ever remember this being a thing. And that was 20 years ago. So I want to say maybe 10-ish years ago, like, all of a sudden this, and now it's everywhere. I mean, I don't think there's a game that I don't see in the NFL and in the NBA where you don't see a jersey swap. And then they sign him, and then they take the photo, and you move on. There's a great clip of Aaron Donald yelling at the other team because two guys are fighting for the jersey. You guys can fight over it because they're both saying in the middle of the game they want it.
So Yong has asked for Jokic's headshot with an autograph.
His headshot?
Yeah. Well, he wants a photo.
That's weird.
And then he wants it autographed.
Hmm.
Here is the audio. And by the way, on here, this is kind of hard. This is like you'll hear them ask Yong about it.
Yeah.
And then you'll hear Jokic being asked about Yong asking for it.
Sure.
We have a message from one of your biggest fans in China who happened to get drafted this year. And here's a message right here.
So you always say, like, Nikola Jokic, like, is my idol. So if you meet him in the regular season, what question you ask him?
哥能跟我合跟我哥合影和签名吗？
Picture signature.
He's good. He's good. I think
this is Jokic.
I'm happy when he gets in the prime that I'm gonna be out of the league probably in two. No, I'm not actually. He's talented. He's talented. Yes, we can have a picture of whatever he wants, and only if he played bad against me. Let's say like that. If I destroy him and I score a lot of points, then yes. If he do that, no.
Yeah. So if you didn't hear it, yeah, I kind of like that answer that's too fun. Because that kind of rides the line of like, yeah. Hey, this is kind of weird. I'm not going to give you. I'm competing against you. I want to rip your throat out.
Like if you give me a bad night, I ain't doing the picture thing with
exactly.
You.
And he's probably serious. But yeah. Then if he kicks his ass, which he probably will at first, then it's like come on in here, kid.
It's a valid point. Like if you just got your ass busted by a rookie, you ain't giving him.
No,
you ain't giving him the jersey.
I would be pissed if I. And again, this is a dumb fan thing. Yeah. But if I'm a Denver fan and I see Jokic get worked by Young, and then posing for pictures with him, I'm not happy about that.
I'm not gonna lie. I had that. It's not the same thing, but I committed a crime. We got our ass. I've told the story. We got our asses kicked by Syracuse, and one of the guys on my team. Like one of the dip-ass backup running backs wore a Syracuse hat onto the plane after we got embarrassed on national television. And I told him to take it off. He didn't take it off. So I took it off of it.
So you committed a crime.
I did. I committed a crime. Like nowadays, I'd probably be thrown off the team. It was a real reactionary on my part, involved a Snapple bottle. It wasn't good. Not my proudest moment.
A Snapple bottle?
Yeah.
Those things are heavy.
Yeah, it's not good. Again.
Did you crack a Snapple bottle over his head?
I did.
Hey, I know this story, and Suk gave him many chances to take the hat off.
Again, we got embarrassed on national television bad.
I get it.
And he didn't really play. Who on earth wears the team's hat that just whipped your ass on ESPN national television, and you wear it on the airplane of the and you're sitting amongst the group that just got embarrassed, a.k.a. the offensive line? I was like, are you kidding me? And his thing was, no. He goes, I traded with a player, and I'm going to wear that hat. I told him to take it off. He said, no. I said, take it off. I'll take it off you. I probably should have just taken it off him. I didn't need to hit him with the Snapple bottle. But, you know, it wasn't
Do you ever need to hit him with the Snapple bottle?
Look, it's not my finest moment. But, you know, it happened.
Yeah, I get it. I get what you
But it would have been the same thing. Had I seen him after that game. So Dwight Freeney was on that team. And Dwight Freeney was really good. Had I seen that guy... Or my roommate, by the way, I think he gave up like 9 sacks to him that day. If I had seen my roommate, who literally got benched that game because of Dwight Freeney, if I had seen him go up to him and ask for his jersey, there would have been a problem. I would have, yes, I would not have, intervention would have happened. But now, I don't know. I don't know how that, because it's so commonplace now, but I don't think it's commonplace if you get worked. And I just
well, there's always a loser. Like when they swap jerseys, there's a loser.
Yeah, it's the difference between losing.
So if you get canned like 38-3, are coaches around the league getting mad that guys are doing that? Because it feels like they're still doing that.
I wouldn't like it.
It's a weird. It's a weird line. I think there's a time and a place, and I don't know. And maybe that's all it is. It's a feeling out process, but it certainly has become commonplace. But it was not common. Way back when.
I just feel like
But if I played Ohtani, I would want an Ohtani jersey.
Okay.
That's pretty cool.
Maybe. I mean, you may want that.
Yeah.
But, see, I look at it differently.
What if he strikes you out 3 times?
If I played Ohtani, I may want an Ohtani jersey, but I would never tell anyone that.
Yeah.
And I would not go get an Ohtani jersey from Ohtani.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't do it. Like, it's like, that's my peer.
Yeah. Well,
so
now
I'm playing again.
And now you see guys, the athletes, when you watch them in like their little MTV crib sort of things, they all have the framed jerseys of all the guys that they played with and against. They have them like up in their like trophy room. It's just become a different.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a different era, and that's like with Michael and Larry and those guys that get mad because they're all friends now. And it used to be more of a...
Well, and that hurts. I think that's a bad thing about the NBA. Yeah.
Well, like LeBron and his buddies vacation together in the offseason. And like, Jordan wasn't doing that.
I want them to hate each other. The rivalries were great back in the day. And I think those guys were wired to... I don't know, that just... I'm going to sound like the old man here, but I kind of like the screw you. I don't get your stupid jersey out of here. I don't want your jersey. I'm trying to kick your ass.
Hey, at least the big tariff doesn't want a jersey. He wants a 8x10, which, by the way, I think that's weirder. I'd rather him ask for the jersey.
No,
than
I think
the...
he just said he wants to take a photo with him and then have him sign it.
Yeah.
But I don't love that. Come on, Young.
Hey man, it's a different world. It's a different world.
Yeah, I don't chalk it up to that. I chalk it up to weakness.
Back in my day.
That's right. These weak ass kids.
Again, I don't have anything to say. Again, crimes were committed back in the day.
Well, I would say this. I want my teammates with that mentality. That's what I want.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well,
I don't want them with the Syracuse hat kids mentality.
I
think it does say something about you.
Yes.
That if you, especially at a high level, if you are competing.
Yes.
In the NBA or even college football, just at a high level, I think it says something about you if you want to get an autograph or swap a jersey with one of your peers.
Especially to me after losing. I guess maybe in basketball or the NBA, there's so many. Basketball and baseball, there's so many games, but I don't know. A football, there's such a limited number of games. It seems weird to me that you would lose and that would be your thought process. I can't say that
would... Well, that's exactly what I'm saying, is that I just think sometimes, particularly in the NBA, guys show their true colors. They really don't care about winning or losing. Yeah. It doesn't matter to them.
I'm collecting my check. I'm doing my thing.
What matters is their points and their contract.
Yeah.
And fans don't like that.
And getting cool jerseys to hang up.
Losers. They should unleash me on the NBA.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I can see both sides of that. I tend to agree with you, but I also try not to be old, high-tea curmudgeon guy back in my day. And I can see both sides of it, but I would tend to lean towards your way of thinking on that.
Up next, don't sell your Super Bowl tickets. 105.1 The Fan.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.